Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I come to the conclusion that the accused has made a case to be released on bail.
Oscar Pistorius's family reacting after the South African track star was granted bail this morning, telling a teary-eyed Pistorius to listen closely. Magistrate Desmond Nair set extremely tight bail conditions and expressed real doubts about his defense.
I have difficulty in appreciating why the accused did not ascertain the whereabouts of his girlfriend when he got off the bed. I have difficulty also in coming to terms with the fact that the accused did not seek to verify who exactly was in the toilet when he could have asked. I also have difficulty in appreciating why the deceased would not have screamed back from the toilet.
Pistorius is accused of intentionally and fatally shooting his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, through a bathroom door. The bail hearing today lasted over 2 hours. Lydia Polgreen is Johannesburg bureau chief for the New York Times. Lydia, quite dramatic and, for American ears, odd. It sounded more like a trial. What else did the magistrate say about Pistorius's case?
Well, it was quite striking. Usually you think of a bail hearing as being just a formality, but in fact this did feel like a mini trial. And the judge had some quite tough things to say to Pistorius. He said that he found his account of things quite improbable, and that he had a lot of questions yet to answer. In addition, he seemed to kind of minimize the problems with the state's case against Pistorius, and in particular the detective who testified and who had sort of been accused of sloppy police work and things like that, saying that that in fact the state, not the totality of the state's case, and that they'll have time to build up more evidence and present something more complete at the time of trial. So while Oscar Pistorius did get bail today, which was a win for the defense, I think he also had some encouragement for the state as well, in the sense that, you know, their evidence is actually quite strong.
You think so? Because he also called the state's evidence circumstantial, and he said he doubted their argument that Pistorius had a propensity towards violence.
That's correct. He did say that the case was circumstantial. Of course, we haven't heard the final forensic evidence. One problem in the presentation that the police witness, Detective Botha, with his testimony was that it was all kind of loosey-goosey. He didn't have firm information about, you know, trajectory angles and ballistics reports and things like that. All of that forensic and hard evidence is really yet to be finalized. The magistrate also criticized the South African police force for entrusting such a high-profile case to such a junior officer. Detective Botha is a warrant officer, which is really quite low in terms of the ranks of detectives. Yesterday, he was pulled off the case, and it was put in the hands of a man who's being called South Africa's top detective.
Well, and you mentioned that Botha was pulled off the case. He was pulled off the case because it was revealed that he faces attempted murder charges, accused of shooting at a car filled with people. So, it's just a real blemish for South African authorities. And you've tweeted that South Africa is full of accused murderers out on bail for years because the courts are so clogged with cases there. Is there a sense growing, or maybe it's already arrived, that South Africa's judicial system is about to really be in the glare of the international spotlight, and it may not look so good?
I guess you could say that's already happened. One could argue this in two ways. On the one hand, the magistrate in the bail hearing was very thorough, but the bail hearing also took 4 days to complete, so things move quite slowly. As you rightly said, there is a huge backlog of cases, and the quality of police work is often quite sloppy. So it'll be interesting to see how South Africa's justice system stands up to the glare of that scrutiny. But we mustn't forget that we certainly have had our own courtroom debacles in the United States, from the O.J. Simpson trial on down. So, let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Right. Well, and some are already saying this might be South Africa's O.J. Simpson trial. But on the other hand, I'm wondering if it might also shine a light on what you're reporting about, the high rate of murder of women in South Africa. The lead prosecutor is trying to link Reva Steenkamp's death to that rate of violence. South African women murdered at a rate five times the global average.
That's correct. I mean, femicide, as the experts call it, is a huge problem in South Africa. The conviction rate for rape, for example, is abysmally low. It's clear that there is a serious problem in South Africa with violence against women at all levels.
Lydia Polgreen, Johannesburg bureau chief for the New York Times. Of course, we discuss murder, and as we well know, Mr. Pistorius has not yet been tried. Lydia, thank you so much.
Thank you.